increase your self-worth.
Welcome to the Dog Joins podcast, where every episode is a catalyst for transforming your life.
Today, we're going to dive into self-worth and how you can increase it. You see, your self-worth is this foundation of having a fulfilling life. Yet many of us struggle with these different feelings of not being adequate in certain situations or having self-doubt. Now, over the next 5 minutes or so, I could just spiel off all that basic advice out there, which is practice more self-compassion and everything will be okay. But it's not, is it? It doesn't work like that. It's rubbish. Instead, I'm going to introduce you to a different way of thinking. Now, just think of self-worth as this ceiling that you currently can't seem to pass. So it's like your maximum. And you can relate this to all aspects of your life. This could be your salary or the money in your business, the amount you charge, the amount of clients you accept and think you can handle, the things that you do in daily life, the food that you eat, the relationships you have, the love you accept, all of it. Now, here's the thing. There's something inside that's going on which has created these limitations, that's created this ceiling. So what I invite you to do is shine the light on the things that don't make you feel worthy. Because if you leave that stuff in the darkness, it just breeds. It gets worse. It escalates. You lose confidence in yourself and your abilities. And then you create this different identity where you even look back and be like, I never used to be like that. That's not me. But if we actually take this stuff that makes us feel unworthy and shine the light on it, it's naked. We can really see it for what it is. Now, at first, this may seem a little uncomfortable, but you actually just notice things. Well, okay, well, I don't feel worthy because this happened in the past. Right, now we're getting somewhere. Now we can see that we've created this ceiling of our worth based on these events or that event in the past. But it couldn't have been any other way, could it, back then? Even though the mind is saying, it shouldn't have happened like this. I wish I did that. Wish that didn't happen. We can't change that past because back then couldn't have been any other way because you only knew what you did back then, hence that decision or wherever you ended up. But now we know more. Because back then you weren't listening to a podcast talking about self-worth. You've grown a hell of a lot. You're not that person anymore. Even though the mind thinks we still are. Today we're just catching up. And knowing that alone, you will notice that your worth will just begin to increase. Now alongside this, just write out all the stuff that makes you feel not so worthy. Now, this could be anything. This could be spending time with that certain person just makes me feel crap. Or eating certain foods might make you feel like you've got less respect for yourself and brings down that worthiness. So whatever it is, we just highlight it, we shine the light on it, and then we start removing that stuff from your life bit by bit. From that act alone, there's no longer anything dragging you down, so your ceiling of self-worth increases. You then start seeing more opportunities, you start doing more things, your confidence increases, your self-belief increases, and that ceiling then just increases. But it's shining the light on it, which is key. There's this flower in one of the rainforests, and this plant spends years growing underground in the darkness. And then one day it comes into the light after all those years of darkness. And within weeks, it will grow several feet tall you see this rapid growth can happen when it emerges into the light. Now you are just like that plant. There's parts of you that have been in the darkness, and that's okay. But now we're going to expose you to some light where you will just grow. Your self-worth will increase because we're just clearing all the false beliefs. When we were young, really, really young, we were in the light, weren't we? And then aspects of life happened. We created certain beliefs, certain habits, certain thoughts. All these different experiences happened. It just took us into this darkness and created these ways of being and feeling. But now those parts of us, disappointment, shame, regret, let's just shine the light on it. Because then we can just grow in all aspects of life. If that's confidence, if that's self-worth. So I invite you to shine the light on the stuff that makes you feel unworthy for it to just go. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We got straight to it. We got straight to the point. Now, you've got a little bit of homework to do to really make this sink in. So one is to map out what makes you feel unworthy so we can just start getting rid of that stuff. Step two is listen to this very carefully, and that start to accept imperfection. We can recognize that nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes, and that is a natural part of the human experience. So we can just start to embrace some of these imperfections and grow and learn and laugh and not take ourselves so seriously. Why do we need to be so serious about it? And three, now, you wouldn't have heard this one before. And this is about helping others in some different aspects of life, because that act alone will provide this sense of purpose and fulfillment, which equates to boosting your self-worth in certain areas. So what can you do just to make a difference in someone's life, which gives you purpose and fulfillment? Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know in the comments. And give this podcast a rating because it will help it grow and reach even more people. Have an amazing week, and you will hear from me in the next one.